Unlock the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got kicked in the grid.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Cubs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Well, hello and welcome to Pride episode number 2 in the 2024. What is the day here? This is June 10th, 2024, episode 546 of Chubbs Gone Wild. And happy Pride. Well, we just had our Sacramento Pride this weekend. It's so big now that it incorporates 2 days so they can get extra money from all the people that weren't able to make it on one day, apparently. So,
well, yay. That's because you have this. San Francisco always has the first day, the Saturday, which is, you know, all the booths are open and people can go out and look at that. And the second day is for the parade and for the people who couldn't go the Saturday. And it's like, no one wants to just, if you're going for the parade or you're going for the booze, whatever, you can do it all in one day, please.
Yeah, that's what, you know, Sacramento, we have 2 days and they have the first day is all the booths and the second day is still all the booths from the people who are sitting there going, dear God, why did we have to do this the second day? But then from all reports that I heard, the parade was wonderful and totally worth it. And the vendor part was not. So that's what I heard. I wasn't there. I don't know.
And you have to pay to see the shitty vendors.
Well, and not only that, but apparently I don't want to disparage the artists themselves, but when you're looking at the prices that these pride events cost, you'd expect to at least have B-list, you know, entertainment, not okay, well, this is the people that we have left over that aren't doing all the other prides. Do you want them? Can I get them a discount? Sure, why not? So there you go. Anyway. And of course, Sacramento drag queens, they're the best.
So I actually blocked somebody Facebook, which I'm not revealing a name, but I'm done. Well, maybe I'll bring them back in, you know, July when their sense of pride has, actually, it's not pride, it's ego. They think that they are important to be on the street and in the parade and at every moment of the fair because they bring that much enjoyment to people. They have to tell us about it. And then of course, also, side eye everybody that they hate, which they like to put up on Facebook as well during the month of Pride. So it's just easier to block them and then come back to them.
Well, that's not very prideful. I know you block me whenever I post a nice picture.
No. I block you during, oh God, what was it? Was it Christmas? Because you were getting obnoxious with wigs and hats. So I'm like, okay, I can't deal with him right now. Click.
Yeah, well, second half of Pride Month. Get that little click ready.
I know.
You're going to need it, honey. Anyway, in the meantime, it is only 96 degrees today and sunny outside the Chubbs Gone Wild remote studios where we are having yet another excessive heat wave coming starting tomorrow. Well, actually, this evening, I think.
Well, it's we're in the 90s, then tomorrow we're in the 100s, and then we're in the 90s. So it's really one day over 100.
Well, according to Alexa, it is pandemonium because she has to remind me at least 3 times a day that, you know, it's coming.
I can't believe you have Alexa plugged in.
We have four of them.
Yeah, exactly.
So everything's being monitored. Don't talk too loud. Oh, one thing I think is kind of funny is in the morning when my voice is groggy and I try to tell it to do something, it thinks I'm whispering and it'll whisper back what I'm saying. I'm like, girl, that's just fucking creepy. Anyway, it is 9 days till Juneteenth. It is 143 days until Halloween, and it is 198 days until Christmas. So holidays are in full swing, kind of, sort of,
Sort of. And the
soon.
4th of July we got coming up as well.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
I always hated between January or New Year's and Memorial Day. 'Cause when
Why?
you're working, you
Oh.
don't have you there's no holidays unless you work, of course, for the state, and then you got one every 2 weeks. But for most people, it goes New Year's Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, and then it's Thanksgiving, and sometimes the Friday after Thanksgiving, and then Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve. That's it. Those are the paid holidays.
Yeah. What about President's Day?
Not for anybody but the state and the Fed. I'm not even sure about the state on that one.
Yeah, I don't know about that one either. I know that we have Cesar Chavez Day in California, but I don't know if that one is.
It's only California.
Yeah, it's only California. And then now we have MLK Day. But again, I know some states are trying to refuse to recognize that.
Well, they don't
Arizona.
recognize it.
What's that?
They don't recognize it, so yeah.
Yep, because they're fuckers. Oh, anyway, moving on. We love our listeners, but some of your states, they got issues.
They know it.
Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcast videos, books, and so much more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, and DJ Stossage from the Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattburlinggame to find out how you can help us. All ran out of steam. Anyway, help us with our plans to overthrow the world and make it into a paradise for all people and animals and things like that. Right?
Sure.
All right, well, before I run out of too much steam, let's do our affirmation for the day. So take a deep breath, center yourself. I bring the perfect partner into Hold on. Sorry, I'm gonna try to get this out right. I bring the perfect partner into my life, and they accept me exactly as I am. Well, isn't that lovely?
Wait,
All
is that
right.
is that the dog?
Well, that'd be about the closest thing. It would
Okay.
accept me exactly as I am. And everybody else is like, change, change. Anyway. All right. History. We had just a wonderful event happen in history on this day. In June 1692. The Special Court of Oyer and Terminer, which is translates to hear and to decide, convened in Salem under Chief Justice William Stoughton to judge the accused. The first to be tried was Bridget Bishop of Salem, who was accused of witchcraft by more individuals than any other defendant. Bishop, known around town for her dubious moral character, frequented taverns, dressed flamboyantly, well, at least by Puritan standards, and was married three times. She professed her innocence, but was found guilty and executed by hanging on June 10th in 1692. And actually, I looked it up, and she was the wife of a third cousin,
Oh, Jesus.
something like that. Anyway,
Yeah.
yeah, so
It
that
wouldn't be a third
sucks.
cousin. It was 400 years ago.
That's why I was like,
Yeah. That's why it's your
because
list is full of shit. That's why.
you
Okay,
are,
move
you
on.
know what? I'm gonna come to the screen anyway.
Hey, any birthdays coming up?
No, but there's some holidays we might have celebrated.
Oh, did we miss that? Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, there it is. Sorry.
Well, today is the Alcoholics Anonymous Founders Day.
Ooh.
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, me too.
I do. Also, Ballpoint Pen Day. I haven't
It
used
deserves it.
those in a while. I haven't felt anyway. Let's see. National Black Cow Day. No. Egg roll. I haven't had egg rolls in a while. Frosted Cookie Day. Sounds lovely. Herb and Spice. I have a couple of their albums. Oh, and Iced Tea. It is National Iced Tea Day.
Now, is that the singer or the drink?
Actually, this one's the drink because
Okay.
the singer doesn't have an EA. It's just a T, you know, like
Oh,
the
that's
cross
correct.
that Jesus was hung on. Anyway, and that's sorry. That is the holidays that we did not celebrate today. Although I could have iced tea later.
And
So,
frosted cookies.
well, that would be. I have brownie mix. I could make some frosted brownies. My mother would be very happy about that.
I could make some egg rolls. I
Oh.
just need some cabbage. That's why we should have gotten the Napa cabbage. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And if you make six of them, well, no, that came out wrong.
No, it
Yeah.
came out wrong, yeah.
Okay. Well, apparently we don't have any birthday. Oh, let me reset this.
Well, I know your
August
mom's is
26th.
coming up this week.
Oh, that's wonderful.
She's
Birthdays.
born the day before Barry Manilow.
One, so he was the 17th.
Yeah.
Oh, see, my grandmother, her mother was born the 15th, and then she was born the 16th, and then my uncle was born the 18th. So it's a hotbed of Geminis. So many
Yikes.
faces, you don't know where to look. All right. Today's birthday is happy birthday to Matt and Susan. Also, upcoming happy birthday to Sluggo, that Taffy Carlisle Huffington from the, oh, it's not that one. What is it to the other? Oh, Pod Is Your Co-Pilot. That's the one. And the one who wrangled, I'll tell you, when we were at Pride 48 and there were a bunch of young'uns going, and Taffy just shut them down. She just made us so happy that day. And we will love her for that, if for nothing else. Happy birthday to Jaina from the, oh God, what's the name? Transponder podcast, although I don't think they are going anymore. And then we have Evan Glass, Lauren. Oh my God, it's Lauren. Lauren, happy birthday. Also Curtis Hill, formerly of the Game Night Guys podcast. Happy birthday. He's so adorable. We have Will, Peter, and Melissa. Melissa, she was from another podcast about dead people. And two or three others, and we love her, but I forget what her original podcast was. All right, author Jay Northcote, and then we have author A.M. Rawlson. We have Melissa Gillicuddy, the comedian who she's a lesbian comedian, and she's going to be performing locally here on Queer Medians, which you and Sean should check out. They're really good. Then we have Nikhil Star Hargrove. Oh, here she is. It's my mommy. And then, if anyone wants to send her a card, feel free. And then we have Alfred. Oh my gosh, on the same day, we have two celebrities, including TJ Farrell. That's right. Oh, yes, TJ. Zombie Girl, TJ. From the Greetings from Nowhere podcast. Now we also have Edward, Mr. Ed, from the formerly All About Me podcast. There's a lot of podcasters that were born recently here. So there's that. Anyway, I'm just going to highlight something here for myself for later. A little boop or a little reminder. That's right. Gargle that baby. Gargle it. Just like you do your husband. Anyway.
I was taking pills.
Oh. Well,
Something to
that
calm me.
could be. Oh, you got the shakes from the DTs, honey. It is Alcoholics Anonymous,
Oh
dude.
no, no, it's from your cheery disposition.
I'm so happy that I cheer you up enough that you have to smoke your brains out. All
Oh,
right.
that's a good idea.
Yeah, light it up, girl. You don't have anything to do. You're retired. Oh, let's get into the feedback. We actually got a lot of stuff in our feedback today. It was real nice and everything I heard from people.
Okay.
It's Sean who said the South Park obesity special has some excellent and sad commentary on the American healthcare system.
True.
Tom says it's true. All right, Stan wrote in and said, I love your show. I'm a recent listener. I really like how you chubs talk about your lives and even weight loss, health, and other things without taking away from the positive body image of bears and chubs who aren't doing the same thing. As a chubby chaser, I love guys who are big and bold and live their life the same way. Thanks for the fun and the fantasies, LOL. And then Mr. Moose says, Kroger parent company sells Junior's cheesecakes in the frozen food section of the store. I guess Kroger is Ralph's out there. It's Harris Teeter here. Sometimes I find it at Food Lion, I think Giant, in California. I wish grocery stores had the same names all over the country. I agree with that, girl. But yeah, actually, what is Kroger out here? Kroger is.
Foods Co.
Okay, so
The one that I go to, that's a Kroger.
I think it's Ralph's in like Southern California, but up here it's Foods
Yeah,
Co. or
I don't think we have a because I know it's not Save Mart because that's Lucky Albertsons. Safeway, of course, is Safeway and Raley's. So it's got to be one of, like I said, Foods Co. I don't think they have a major food chain here, like like a Walmart or something.
Kroger operates their stores as Foods Co. in Northern and Central California, including Bakersfield and the Central Coast.
And they have a lot of their own products too, and they tend to be pretty cheap. That's why I like it.
Foods Co. I haven't been there in a long time. Of course, the last time that I went there, their produce section was so full of flies and so smelly and unkempt, I did not want to go back. But I hear it's better now.
No, I've never noticed that. You must have hit a bad day. I mean, I've been going there for years and I've never seen, I've seen it picked over, you know, like when they have a special on like green onions and they'll have like a whole wall of green onions and cilantro and it is almost all gone. And you're like going, what was here? And then you go, oh, that's it. They just had, because, you know, they had like four for a dollar on either cilantro or green onions, and that was really picked over. But yeah, and if you hit it at like on Sunday, it's usually picked over pretty well.
Well, the
But
next
by
time you're
Monday,
there,
Tuesday, it's good. Yeah, what?
the next time you're there, you should look for Junior Cheesecake.
Junior's cheesecake. I will. No, I'm excited. I know, like I said, Costco had it at some stores, just not ours up here. I know my friend in Watsonville, he got them. And I'm like, God damn it. So well, thank you.
Thank you for that. And then also thank you, Sean and Stan, for writing in. And thank you for listening. Appreciate that. Let's see. Okay, chub hugs. Well, I want to start off by sending a huge chub hug to my stepmother, who is currently in the hospital. She had a very bad kidney infection, and or bladder infection. I think it was bladder infection. I don't know. Anyway, but she is expected to be home within a day or two. So that is very good news, and I heard from her personally today, so I know she's doing better. And then also I'd like to send a pride chub hug out to Jeffrey over at Walgreens, who this morning looked so absolutely adorable and was flirty and smiley and, well, it was just lovely. Just lovely on a weird ass day. All right. How about you? I know you've probably got a couple.
Well, especially bringing up the subject of Walgreens, what happened was here in my area, they closed the Rite Aid. So that was supposed to go to the Rite Aid now goes to the Walgreens. And the Walgreens doesn't have the capacity for all the people that need to go there. And their window isn't working currently. Their drive-through. So I had to stand along with a bunch of other people for like 25 minutes just to get seen. And mine was already ready in there. I was in and out in like a minute once I got up there. But the line was slow. The people were angry. It was the most hostile area that I was stuck in that I had for a long time. You know, it was mostly elderly people. Damn it. And they're all like, I can't believe they're making a stand out here. Why isn't the air conditioning working? You know, we're all old. How can you have people, you know, you have nowhere for them to sit? I mean, you can sit, but you can't wait in line at the same time. Right. They should have a number system where they call you up or something. Terrible. Terrible.
Our Walgreens this morning was the same way. I was very lucky to get to the first. I was there first. And it still took me a while to get, like, served. And when I turned around, there was like six people behind me, all old, all cranky, and the one behind me just pushed past me like, fuck you, bitch, get out of my way. It was awful.
Yeah, and then I do want to send a second chub hug out to all those attending Pride. Good for you. Okay, that's it.
I do think it's good for them. Some people really, really need to go. And some of them.
No, I agree. If it's good for you and you want to go, go. Yeah. You know, it's just once you've worked as many prides as I have, the idea of walking around and you know there's nothing there. There's nothing there to buy. And the food trucks are always going to be oversaturated with people.
And apparently so the drinks were $10 a piece.
Yeah, see, it just seems like a big cash grab now.
Yeah.
We're in the old days, you know, back when we were going to these things. I mean, you had to go because you had to get your phone book because we didn't have great internet. That was the only reason I was going was to get that phone book. And then even though I could get it somewhere else, but you know, I had to work it anyway.
Yeah.
But if I didn't leave with the phone book, I wasted my time. And it was also, it's a nice time for people to find out about different services and different organizations that there are in the community.
Like
I think
real
that's great.
Organizations. Not
yes.
Just, you know,
one yeah. Thing. You know, everything from like golden rule services to, the choir or the, you know, finding out that there's something that you might want to do to get involved in a gay thing. And that's cool too. And the weather was fantastic this weekend for it. I mean, it was 83 on Saturday and 88 on Sunday. So it was lovely weather for standing out on a pavement with no shade. And no trees around that area either. You know that, don't you? Yeah, so it's just
All that
barren.
hot cement. But
Yeah,
one of the
almost.
things that was always that I always loved about Pride was it was like a family reunion, because you were going
A
to see
lot of
people
times,
that
yeah.
you had not seen for 1 or 2 years, and you could just catch up, and it was just really nice. But
And on the same note, you see a lot of people that you don't want to see too.
well, I have, glass half full, you have glass half empty. And but yeah, I have to, there were a few of those that you're just like, oh shit, other way, go. Anyway,
Okay.
hey, Bridgerton star Jessica Manson shared a celebratory, we'll go with that, and touching message for Pride Month on Instagram by saying, "I'm in love with the woman, loud about it, and proud about it." She has been open about her bisexuality. Do you know which one she is?
No.
She is the blonde one that Eloise is friendly with. The one that's
Okay.
kind of the bitch
Now the one that she
character.
accused of
Yes.
spreading it, and she said, well, maybe Josie, who was standing right next to us, was listening into our conversation, but you
Right.
didn't even consider that. Okay, now who knows?
Yep. So that is who she is, and I was quite happy for her about that. Yes. There's a lot of fan fiction out there about her and Eloise becoming friends. So anyway, moving on. Joe Fitzpatrick, a professional wrestler known as Bulk Bronson, has come out as bisexual in a June 1st reply to his fiancee, Gabby Forza. Forza encouraged her followers to post an image of themselves with an LGBTQ plus flag that best represents their identity. She wrote, "Happy Pride Month. I'm bi, pansexual, and queer." Heart emojis. And Bronson replied with a post of his own with an image of himself alongside a bisexual flag. So very cool. Very, very cool.
So I'm confused. So he's bisexual and she's
Bi, pan,
everything.
and queer. Yeah. So she's basically
Okay.
like, I'm everything. And yet they're also a straight couple. So, if
Yeah, I'm
you can't be it,
confused.
don't be it. Dream it, be it, whatever it is. Rocky something horror.
Oh my God. Terrible.
Don't
Terrible.
dream it.
Okay, no, it's not the singing.
Yes.
It's well, yeah, it is the singing. You're right. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Celebrity deaths.
Well, we have starting off with Tom Bauer, actor known best known for his roles in Die Hard 2 and The Waltons. He played the doctor, in case you're wondering. Died in his sleep at his Los Angeles home on May 30th. He was 86. Names: Nima Naima Ward, the model who was also the son of supermodel and activist Tish Goff, died on May 28th. He was 27. Terrence Beazor, the actor known for his work in movies and TV shows such as Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story, The Middle, and Raising Hope, died at 89 on May 28th. Eric Anderson, the Felicity alum, died June 1st after a battle with cancer. Brother Marquis, who was in Two Live Crew, his death was announced on June 3rd. Nobel laureate Alice Munro died. She was one of the world's most highly esteemed short story writers. William Russell, the English actor known for playing one of the first companions on Doctor Who, died at age 99. Janice Page, the actress known for starring in big screen and Broadway musical comedies such as Silk Stockings, The Pajama Game, and The Pajama Game, died June 2nd at 101. Nicholas Ball, 78, English actor. He was in EastEnders, Footballers' Wives, and Hazel, not the old Hazel, but their Hazel. Then we have Jeanette Charles, 96, was a British actress who was often chose to play Queen Elizabeth II. And she was in National Lampoon's European Vacation, The Naked Gun, and Austin Powers in Goldmember. Harold Snowd, who was 88, he was the British television producer, writer, and director genius who came up with ideas for Keeping Up Appearances, Ever Decreasing Circles, and Don't Wait Up. But Keeping Up Appearances was a gift to humanity.
I don't know what that is.
Keeping Up, girl, you know.
I know what it is, but I've never watched it.
Okay.
I've never watched it. I
Girl, that
know.
show is so up your alley. I swear, I don't know how you have not watched it. I mean, literally, that's one of the shows that I could see you just falling apart watching. Anyway, enough about that. Let's find out about the shows that Tom did fall apart watching today on Tom's Week.
Okay. Let's see. Top Chef. We just lost our fifth. Well, we're down to the top four. Manny was just finally booted out of the show.
Oh.
No, he needed to go. I mean, when you're watching it, you're gonna go, okay, well, he won the first week and then he's been in the bottom like almost every week since. So it's time for him to go. And they're where are they headed to? Was it Bali or something? Something they're leaving Wisconsin and heading somewhere tropical, so for the finish. Let's see. I'm watching, and that's on Peacock or on Bravo, depending on what you are watching. Let's see. Them, which is on Prime, is season two. It's dealing with and now these are these are predominantly black casts or black stories, and this time around, and they're new each season. So this time around, it's a Los Angeles detective who's trying to find a serial killer who's going after people of color. And of course, the white detectives think it's nothing, it's no big deal, and they're just kind of putting it off. And there's some guy out there that's doing some freaky shit. So, it's very it's as creepy as it's more creepy than it's scary, just because it's just like ooh, kind of thing. Let's see, Evil is over on Paramount Plus. This is season four, and it's their last season. And right now, we've just I'm three episodes into the new season, and we just gave birth to the Antichrist. So.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where we're going with that one. Now, have you watched the Acolyte on Disney?
Acolyte.
Whatever.
Yes,
Okay. But is that in your month? I mean, in your week?
that.
I don't
I
remember
forgot
seeing
to
it.
put it there. I'll put it in our mutual shows.
Okay, then we'll talk about it. Okay, I've been watching Arnie Tex. He's this Mexican a barbecue cook, chef guy, who's on YouTube, and he is just so much fun. I was making quesadillas last night, and up on the screen goes, "Hey, want to learn how to make three different kinds of quesadillas?" Oh, okay, I could do that. And so I have. He did nachos. I watched him make chili. So street tacos. Yeah, I've been having some fun with him. He and it's funny because he kind of has that Cheech Marin look to him. The big mustache. Very. I hate saying it, but he's really giving off the stereotypic older Mexican man with the big mustache and the hat. That look. I know you're picturing it right now. But that's but he's adorable and he is so funny. And then I'm also watching another show, new one on Hulu called World Eats Bread. And it basically what they're doing is they're going to a certain area or focusing on a certain kind of bread. And I thought, this is gonna this what am I watching? And but then it became very interesting. They were talking, the first episode was about sourdough, and so it was really concentrating in the San Francisco area and the surrounding areas, and how sourdough came to be such a big deal in San Francisco because all the men that came to look for gold came with a starter, a sourdough starter, so they could keep making bread for themselves so they'd have food.
Wow.
Yeah, it was interesting. Second episode was in Istanbul, Turkey. And one thing I do remember whenever I was, whenever I've been to Europe is that the bread is so fantastic. I remember I was, we were in Switzerland. I want to say it wasn't, was it Bern or was it? Yeah, I don't know. We were in Switzerland and we had, you go down in the morning and you get yourself a continental breakfast. And that consisted of, they give you coffee or tea, and then they would bring a big basket of rolls and muffins and breads and jams and butter. And that was your breakfast. And I'm like, oh, great. I'm just going to be filling up on crap. And then I tasted it. It was like, oh my God, this is the best crap I've ever had. It was fantastic. It was really good. You didn't even have to put the jam and jellies on it. They were just that good. But then, like when I was in New York in March, all the breads, the bagels, the pizza dough, everything tasted better. I don't know what we've done to bread on the West Coast, but it's not the best. Outside of the sourdough. Sourdough is usually pretty good. I did want to mention that next Sunday, that's the 17th, is the Tony Awards. And I'm extra excited because I've seen some of the nominees. So, and I know what everything is and who all the nominees are and what shows they're in. And if I didn't see the show, I know enough about the show. This is going to be very exciting for me. Let's see. I saw three movies this week. I went back and watched Saved on Peacock. Saved is the Mandy Moore, Macaulay Culkin, about the religious school. Macaulay Culkin's in a wheelchair. Mandy Moore is his sister, and she tries to frame people because she's so in love with God, she wants to get the bad people out of her school. And, she gets her one-uppings, and it's a real positive show. I'm surprised you don't know what I'm talking about. Oh my God. Okay. I also saw The First Omen over on Hulu. Now, the show itself is, it's fine. I mean, it was entertaining, but it basically, it's all leading into, it's the prequel to the original Omen from 1976. So, at the end of the movie, they've got the baby, and now they go, oh yeah, there's a American senator that's in the hospital with his wife who's having a baby, and we'll make the exchange today. And they showed Gregory Peck's picture, so that where this is all going to, and so that it was kind of like Rogue One. I think it was Rogue One. Wasn't Rogue One the one where it's the right before Star Wars? Yeah. So it felt that way. It felt like, okay, they came in at the end and they gave it some substance, I guess. And then I watched Atlas over on Netflix with Jennifer Lopez. And first of all, I know they go, oh my, she's so beautiful. She's so beautiful, but she does look like she's in her 50s. And I felt like she was supposed to be younger. Maybe not. I don't know. And I'm fine with that. I mean, she did her performance well, everything. I just, when I'm looking at this, I'm going, girl, you are not 20 years old anymore. You need to play the mature role, play the woman who's in her 50s that looks great. That's more exciting anyway. But otherwise, the movie was entertaining. I mean, I just kind of shut off. Would that really be right? It doesn't matter. Just go on, move on. Don't look for, don't, you know, if you're going to pick a movie apart, then you need to be a critic. You don't need to be just an average person. For average people, this is going to be a fine movie.
Right. I had to remind somebody of that on Facebook recently. Just watch the movie.
And that, other than that, my hand is coming along well. Just,
Nice.
I'll give you a shot of the scar. Looks good.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like he cut right along my the line in my hand. So that once it's all done, you probably aren't going to be able to tell there was anything there. And the other one has one right in about the same position. So it's gonna. I was worried I was gonna have like I was gonna look like I had cut my wrists. You know, oh, people are gonna go, oh, you know, if you're depressed, here's a card you can call these people. No, I got hand surgery. Leave me alone. But so there's that. So otherwise, yeah. What about I guess we're going mutual first, right?
Yeah. Starting with RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars, the one I finished last night was the, oh gosh, the Snatch Game one. I did not like the Match Game, Snatch Game, or not. No, it wasn't Match Game. It was,
Dating game.
yeah, I didn't like it. I mean, it didn't, to me, it didn't give them enough chance to really interact with everybody or play to their strengths. I don't know. It was like they were forced to do it in a dating, I don't, whatever it was. I mean, I just didn't care for it. I thought they were great. I thought some of them were really good. The whole Liberace thing was just weird.
Well, that's what I mean. See, what happens is the contestants know what all of the week's themes are, so they come prepared because there's no way that you can bring your entire wardrobe and hope that you know something's going to fall into place.
Right.
So they know that they're going to do either Snatch Game or Snatch Game of Love, and so. Once you come with a Liberace outfit, you can't really pivot.
Right.
So that you know they did the two sides, and that was you know two different games. So that kind of worked out. But it might have been actually the funny thing is it might have been the match game they were going to play, but because they had two Liberaces, they had to separate them. So
That's
that might have even been the reason. So hard to tell. But yeah, you know, I mean, when they show up with those. You know, runway outfits, and you're going, okay, they didn't just, you know, suddenly find that in their luggage. That was, I mean, some of the stuff is so extravagant. I don't even know how they pack it all.
right.
And wigs and makeup and shoes and
Yep.
everything. So the one I just finished was, let's see, we were doing, oh, they're selling bad properties. So it was teams of four teams of two, and they each took on a property that they had to sell and sell it funny. So they were in Salem, you know, speaking of Salem, selling a haunted property. It was a an ice house in Alaska because Brian told me that you can't say igloo anymore, that it's bad. And then it was a shed in a ghost in a it's Tumbleweed, Texas. So it's a ghost town. You're buying a shed there, and then there was a floating shed in the Everglades that they were selling. And you just had to, you know, is there a bathroom? Of course there is. You just have to go across the pond there on to get to the toilet, and it's great. You know, so it was very funny. The one who stood out was Plastique. She's the really pretty one, the pretty Asian.
Yes,
Oh my God, amazing body and face of the. I mean, just her skin just looks so gorgeous.
it
Anyway,
does now.
so she's been trying hard because the first season she was here, she did. She was out the first, I think the second or third week. And the reason was because she takes hours to put on her makeup. Hours. Even when she did the pit stop with Trixie last season, Trixie goes, so what time did you start doing your makeup? And she says, 7:30.
Yeah.
And she's like 7:30. Oh my God, you didn't have to film here until like 2 o'clock. And she's like, yeah, but I need to have enough time. So that was her big thing, was she couldn't do her, she does her makeup flawlessly, but she doesn't do it quick. And so no one thought she was funny. No one thought she could really perform. So this, she came back to prove that she could, and she was the funniest one in the set this week. So,
Oh, good.
big pluses to her. I mean, she blacked out teeth and put on a mullet wig and put freckles all over her face, like an idiot, but went for it and it worked. So good for her.
That is good.
Yeah.
On the episode that I just finished watching, two things that when they were doing the runways, all the cost you have all the costumes, of course, the girl that you were just talking about, Plastique, she's really good. But when the other costumes, especially for the bigger girls, come out and they're like, oh my God, that was wonderful. Oh my, you just really brought it. And then they're standing next to Got Mick, who is like a whole nother level up
Right.
in costume and makeup. I'm just like looking at the others going, oh my God. I would it without him standing there, I would have been like, oh yeah, those were really good. But with him standing there, I'm like, you could have tried harder.
Yeah,
And
well, the thing is, with the bigger and older girls, they're different kinds. The whole thing
they're
is
different kinds of runway,
you're
yeah.
judging queens against each other when I mean, if you want to judge, like Roxy and Chantel, I mean, Chanel, are they're close to each other as far as style and stuff. And where Nina, because she's larger and very manly, when she's wait till you see her, when she's dressed like a guy, she dresses like a guy, like a straight man. She doesn't dress like, the rest of the queens when they're hanging around the green room. So, it's interesting, but Got Mick is just killing it with costumes and performance. You can't, and you'll be really impressed with this week's ones too. So.
Cool. Oh, and as far as the Liberace thing, one of them could have easily, with those outfits, pivoted into a 70s B. Arthur.
Maybe,
Maybe.
yeah.
Okay. And then Star Wars Acolyte. I didn't even really realize that was there, and I stumbled on it accidentally. Clicked it, and within, I'm going to say, 15 minutes, I was all in. I watched the
Oh,
first two episodes and they were great.
yeah, and that I agree with you. I had the same experience because, I mean, with some of these things. I mean, how many times are we into the fourth, fifth, sixth episode of an 8-episode thing going, oh no, I'm finally into it. They finally got me. And this one was right off the bat. I was in it. I mean, you had the woman from the Matrix as
Jedi.
the Jedi that she kills right at the beginning, which means we're gonna have to have flashbacks to find out why. You don't have somebody of her caliber in one scene and kill her
Right, I thought the same thing.
unless there's flashbacks. And so so that's I'm looking forward to it. Which is weird. Most of the time I'm like begrudgingly trying to get through them, like the Obi-Wan Kenobi one was a tough one, and so was the one
Boba
that was.
Fett was hard for me.
Oh no, that one wasn't hard for me. It was the last one that they had. It's the planet
Oh,
that.
Osha, Oshi, Oshi,
No,
Osha.
no, no, no. The one about the planet that got just ends up getting destroyed in the New Hope. It. Something starts with an A, whatever the planet's name was. That one took me. I'm still not into it. I watched all the episodes and I was just glad it was over. And then they were talking about, oh, it should be nominated for an Emmy. It's such a good show. And I'm like, really? You had Ms.
Oh,
Marvel.
I know
You
which
had.
one you're talking about, and I—that's how much it made an impression on me because I completely
And
forgot.
they renewed it for another season.
Ugh. Well,
I know.
yeah, it wasn't until the last, like, after the whole jail thing that it got interesting. Before that, I did not care. I didn't know who the fuck anyone was. It was awful. Anyway,
Yeah.
all right. I think that's all that we're watching mutually right now.
Andor.
And yeah, that's it. Yep,
Yeah.
I didn't care.
Me either.
Okay, so in my week, I finished Star Trek Discovery Season 5, which is also the final season of the series, sadly. I think it could have gone a couple more seasons, but I guess they just did not feel that they wanted to do that for whatever reason. It was really good. I question a couple decisions. They had three main characters from the entire series that were kind of nudged out of the second half of the series. One of them thankfully came back for the last two episodes, I think, at least one episode. And then the other two just didn't come back until like that final 10 minutes. And there was a 10-minute sequence where after everything happened, where you jump into the future and you kind of see some stuff, and they could have completely done without that last 10 minutes and it would have been fine. So, but overall, a wonderful show, and I'm really sad that it's not coming back.
So wait, no. So was
Yeah.
one of the characters that came back was that Lieutenant Tar? Was that her name, Tar?
Oh, Yasha Tar, or
Yeah,
Yasha,
Yasha
no,
Tar. Yeah.
Tasha. I did that backward. Tasha Yar. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Oh,
Sadly.
no. I'm still
Boy,
angry they
we have
killed
kind
her.
of a love-hate relationship with all of that, with her.
Did we ever find out was she like miserable to work with, or why did they,
No, she
did she
actually,
ask
I
for
think she
equal
wanted
pay?
to leave to do another job or something and then come back, and they ended up just saying bye-bye and killed her off. I mean,
Yeah.
that's the official from what I understand.
Okay.
There's probably more to it, but yeah. Anyway, but they did bring her back for other episodes where she played like her daughter who was half Romulan and stuff. So, all right, so then there was that. I've also watched Doctor Who, caught up on all of that up to episode 7, the new Doctor Who, which is over on Disney streaming, which is very lovely that I don't have to go chase it down. This one, it's very good. The new Doctor is great. He's really becoming a good. Like, I'm really enjoying him. I'm actually enjoying the companion more now too. Have you noticed that these skinny young actresses in a lot of roles end up having this frayed, bleach blonde, horrible short page boy frizzy wig, and somehow it's supposed to make them, I don't know, attractive or dangerous or something. I don't know. But I hate it. I hate it. It's horrible hair. Anyway, but they've really been doing a good job on this. In episode 7, there was a character introduced called Rogue, and he was a bounty hunter. That's not any spoilers, really. And is played by Jonathan Groff, who does an amazing job in that episode of flirting with and becoming kind of romantically kind of interested in the doctor, and it is played really, really well. And I would love to see more of him on that. He did great, and it's a wonderful episode. Even if you're not a big Doctor Who person, but you like Jonathan Groff, go watch that episode because, I mean, not knowing anything else about the storyline isn't going to stop you from liking the episode.
Yeah, now don't forget, he'll be picking up his Tony next Sunday night for Merrily We Roll Along. So
Good.
now speaking of Broadway, how was Jinx as Maestro?
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. They have really brought some great characters on, like some evil, great evil characters where you really don't know how the hell the doctor is going to figure its way out of this one. And usually, Doctor Who's kind of like the, oh, he's going to have something up his sleeve and they're going to get out of it. Jinx was great. Jonathan was great. This is a very queer season. Last the there's been like Josie when Doctor Who was a woman was in love with a lesbian. They had like a little love thing going on. There's lots of lesbian talk in this season too. Lots of lesbian friends and this and that. But having the Doctor and Jonathan like pretty much getting lip locked, I mean, was like wow. So more of it, more and more. There's three more episodes to expect. I went back and watched Knives Out number one. I never watched it. It was good. It was really good. What did you think of it? You liked it, didn't you? I mean, it kept me interested the entire time. So it was a long movie too. So that was pretty good. And then I also finally watched Wonka with Timothée Chalamet, and I didn't hate it. It was a nice watch. So, there. That's it. That's pretty much all I watched. I had other projects and stuff I've been working on this week. So, all right, let's get into advice. And this advice is asking, am I the asshole? Well, 3 years ago, my son married. My daughter-in-law is very opinionated and doesn't handle any perceived slight well. She claims it is due to growing up and having to be very loud in order to get someone to pay attention to her in a family of all boys. During any issue, she goes right to 100%. This is a problem. Anytime she has a small issue, she will escalate it very quickly. This has caused about half of the outings to be ruined. It's like she thinks everyone is out to get her, and a small slight will set her off. She can never just keep her mouth shut. Everything needs a reaction from her. A mix-up at Starbucks for her drink, a waiter seemed impatient, someone pushed past her. These situations cause her to become a raving dick. It was awful. I tried to talk to her about the issue and it didn't go well. I tried to talk to my son and nothing on that front. So I stopped going to small family events she's invited to. I still go to big ones like holidays. My life has been better for it. People noticed, and when asked, I told them the truth. Over time, others stopped inviting her or stopped going to events. She invited people to go to the city on the 4th of July. Everyone turned her down. She asked around, and it came back to me. I got a call from my son telling me I was a huge bully and that his wife has been upset since and got in a few arguments with family members. He wants me to fix it, and I told him no. Her behavior is horrible, and this isn't my problem. He called me some lovely names, and now I'm doubting myself. Am I the asshole?
Well,
You tell me.
no, you tell me.
No, I don't think she's the asshole. I think she did the appropriate thing, except that, maybe she shouldn't have blabbed it all over. But other than that, if somebody is that volatile that it drives you crazy, why isn't anyone? My question is other people seeing this? Have other people said this? Was
Well,
it
obviously,
just
if
until
they've
the
stopped.
end when were
Well, they
they
stopped
just
going to the events because she
well,
was going to be there, and nobody went to the city for the fireworks.
but also this is after she started speaking up about it. So maybe they were like, well, if she's not there, then this friend, this person will come back. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean there's
But I've
some.
known people like that, and I can't stand them.
Yeah, but we still go to events if you're there.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, that looked angry.
Oh, girl, we all know who we're talking about. There's two of them in this group. Anyway, just saying.
Well, one of them moved to Florida and then back to Ohio, I think it was. Ohio? Was it Illinois? Somewhere far, far away?
We're not disclosing. But anyway,
Yes. Okay.
but I had one of these for quite a while that drove me absolutely nuts, and I am determined not to go back. So I agree with her that if she does, if to cut them
Well,
out.
yeah,
But of
don't
course,
go.
that also means you're going to cut your son off too, because you know he's going to have to take his wife's side so he's not nagged to death from her.
Yeah, well, it's because the fact is that when everyone's it's oh God, I can't say it without it sounding like I'm talking about you, so I'm not going to say anything.
Go for it.
No, it's just if she's like how you're always correcting people on their political correctness and stuff like that,
Well, first
that
off,
could
I don't
be
think I always am doing it, but second off, I'm mainly doing it because Charlie's
okay,
sitting there talking
girl,
my
you're
piss really loud
okay,
and saying
you're getting
horrible things.
defensive, and you asked me to tell you.
Go for
So
it.
I'm not gonna, no, I'm not going anymore because you've already interrupted me and moved and yelled at me. So I say that she's somewhat the asshole for spreading it around, but she's not wrong for not going.
Yeah, I don't think she's wrong for not going either.
And it's the same thing if you have like Uncle Bill that comes in there and he's a MAGA nut. And so you start, I mean, my dad married that woman, and I would not go to another event that I didn't have to go to. So, there's always going to be somebody there, and sooner or later they make you angry enough to not want to go and not go anymore. I mean, our theater closed down because we had people that were doing that were so volatile and criminal that we didn't want to be involved anymore.
Right.
So, and that's something we loved.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yes. But as far as me, in my defense,
Oh God,
I
here she
mainly
goes.
just want to make sure that people are not going to come over and beat up our friends who are stupid enough to say really offensive things really loud, thinking they're funny.
I
It's
know,
just, you know,
but I'm saying
I worry for them.
that's the same situation. Somebody could look at it in that direction. So it just depends on what you can put up with. I'm not saying I can't put up with you. I'm saying I can't put up with the MAGA freaks that are yelling or overly religious people telling me I'm going to hell. It's like, I just, you know what? I don't want to deal with any of you people.
Right.
And then I don't.
Did you hear about the 1,000 Christian march in Sacramento on Saturday?
I heard about it. I only
Well,
heard.
that's pretty much what I mean, I didn't read the full thing, but yeah. So they showed up and they were like, oh, this doesn't have anything to do with, you know, the pride stuff and everything going on. I'm like, You just happened to do it on Pride weekend. All got together at Southside Park and said, we're Christian.
Yeah, and it's oddly enough they'll be in San Francisco in 3 weeks. Just happened to be there, so
Oh,
oh,
and
two weeks, two
you heard
weeks.
about the straight pride
Oh
that,
yeah, well,
like,
that's because it's
didn't happen.
important.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It didn't even happen.
straight pride. Where's their pride?
We're oppressed every single non-day of the world. We're just, anyway. Well, there you go. Okay, next up. Hey, Chubbs, how far do you think you would make it on Big Brother? How far do you think the other would get?
Well, I would not do well on a lot of their contests because a lot of it is standing and them are getting up on something that's spinning around or standing on a wall that leans forward and backwards and they spray you with you know, like water and paint and urine and stuff like that. So it's not urine. At least I don't think. And so those kind of things I wouldn't do well with, but I think socially in the house, I would do fine because they would think, oh my, he's no threat. He can't do any of the activity. You know, he's very limited on what he can do activity wise, but I'd play a good social game. And I'm sure you would have the same limitations with the contests. And the other thing is, I think we would both get ourselves in trouble, overnight, you know, cause the thing is they can control what goes on the show, you know, on CBS or on, Paramount Plus when they've got the show, they can control the narrative where, on the 24-hour thing, that's where everyone gets in trouble. Mm-hmm. If you're a little outspoken, you could end up leaving the show without wanting to leave the show. This just happened the last season. You know, some guy kept using the N-word, but he was using it in the same form that, you know, two black guys use it as they're hanging out together, you know.
Oh, okay.
And but he kept saying it, and everyone was very uncomfortable with it. So finally they told him he had to leave. And he's still going,
was he black?
No.
Okay.
No. And, but yeah, I'm sure he probably had a bunch of black friends and they let him get away with it. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. You know, you know, he's an ally, but that doesn't mean he gets to say it.
Right.
Sorry, you know, you can be an ally to the gay community, but don't call me a faggot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to get you very far.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. As far as I think that they would probably, that you would do well for the most part, but I think that they would end up, like, you know, in that kind of second tier, like after they get out the first couple assholes, they start to pick off the people that don't, you know, the people that don't necessarily fit into the biggest clique. And
right.
I think that's where actually both of us would probably get taken out. I think I could mute myself.
Yeah.
Get in,
watch your, you know, watch your Q's and T's.
Yeah, I could do fine that way, but I think eventually they'd just look at me and go, you don't fit into the biggest clique, so fuck off. So, anyway. Okay, hey Chubbs, what's your signature cologne now, and what was it 20 years ago?
Well, no real signature cologne now, And I actually haven't worn cologne in years, but when I was, I liked the Calvin Klein stuff. Obsession, Eternity, those were my favorites.
Yeah, actually, same for me. The Calvin Klein, there was like CKB, and there was one, I think. Those were a couple of my favorites, but they were kind of out of my price range. So it was always nice when I got little bottles as gifts. But for now, I have kind of a generalized body spray that I use when I go out. I just give myself a little squirt and mist it and walk into it.
Is it an Axe body spray?
No, but my dad got some of that stuff once and I smelled it and I'm like, oh my God, no wonder they make fun of it. I don't know. I think it kills your sense of smell enough that you just don't realize how bad it is after a while. Anyway, I guess we won't be getting them as a sponsor. Okay, and finally, you know what? Let's do that one next time. Let's do, hey Chubbs, how many cars will fit into your garage right now?
None.
Yeah. Well, none for you because you use it as storage, right?
Well, I mean, I could fit a car in there pretty easy, but it is a 1.5-car garage. We have one of the largest garages on the block.
Oh.
Most people have a single car garage, and the funny thing is that it's really as wide. The doors are almost, I mean, the garage door is almost as wide as a little wider than the car's, a regular size car.
Mm.
To where you have to drive it in and open the door to get out. You know, you can't, you wouldn't be able to open your door if you were just parked into the garage, you know, and oh. It just because they're that thin, these, one car garage. So,
wow.
And you don't have one at all. So that's
yeah, no, we don't have a garage. So, or a garage, as the case may be. Okay. Thank you, Timothy, so much for those questions. They are really good. And we have more of them and some that you need to kind of read ahead and think on for the next
okay.
week. Okay. All right. And then we have what's in your lunchbox? Well, Mr. Moose wrote in and said, this is what's in my box. Homemade chicken soup. I brown bacon and crumble it, reserve a bit of the fat in the pan, and cook the chicken. Remove the chicken and bacon to a stock pot. I cook vegetables, celery, onions, carrot, in bacon fat. That sounds lovely, the best way to eat vegetables. Add them to the stock pot. Add chicken stock and bring to a boil. Reduce heat and simmer about 45 minutes. Add gnocchi, or gnocchi, if you're
gnocchi.
Correctly.
Gnocchi.
And then cook until done. Add a handful of chopped spinach and just let it wilt. It's delicious. Does look delicious. I'm not too big on the gnocchi, but the rest of it sounds just lovely.
Well, the gnocchi will be fine if the broth is good. So that's the problem with gnocchi is well, I'm not a big fan of it either, because I just haven't gotten any good one, basically.
Yeah. And then he sent us a lovely picture of fried chicken strips and okra for dinner tonight. Easy to do for you. Cut the chicken right after lunch and soaked it in buttermilk. Mm. Really makes it tender. That sounds really good. Really, really good. I could go for a plate of that.
Well, and you do have his breading technique. So
yes. Yeah,
which worked out really well when I made shrimp. So
good. Yeah. All right. Hey, if you want to send us what's in your lunchbox or any Chubb's Gone Wild questions or just what's in, just send us anything. You can do it at chubbsgonewild@gmail.com and anything with an asterisk, you know. Golden Rule Services want you to know about an important tool in preventing you from attracting HIV. PrEP is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection. To learn more about PrEP, visit sacgrs.org and find Tom's other podcasts at swannerandjudd.com. Find my books at justkisstheguy.com. Find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And give us a call at
408-69 Chubbs. What was that?
It's just giving you a little build up, getting you ready.
A build up? It sounded like you forgot where you were. Okay.
I often do, but
yeah,
that's for a whole nother reason.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all so much for tuning in, for being a part of this. We appreciate it, and we wish you an amazing Pride. We will be back next week with even more rainbows and flags and fun things. All right. Bye.
Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.